Hi, this is Steve Barish. I'm filling in for Dr. Fred this evening. My friend is away and for deserve whatever he's doing. But what I'd like to do tonight is talk about the universe and how to keep in touch with it, how to make contact with it, and what to do with it once you have it. When I'm working with people in my office and doing massage work, I'm in tune with the universe. And the way that I use it, or the way that it comes through for me, is that I'm out of the way. I don't abuse it. What I do is allow that energy to come right through me, go right into the person who's on the table, and allow it to flow through the body to open up everything in the body in terms of energy, which means that the DNA, the RNA, the atomic structure, everything in the body changes. Because once you make a contact with the universe and you keep on using it, it becomes sharper and sharper and sharper. So the idea of it is meditation. And the other idea of it is to read books on the Torah, the Holy Bible. And the reason, I'm not a Bible thumper, but I've learned so much from Hashem, which is God's name, his name actually. What we do basically is that when you start reading books that are filled with knowledge that he was given to the prophets and given to Moses and given to Jesus and given to Buddha, and many, many others, of course, is that we try to walk an even keel. If you look at some of the books and read them, what's really interesting is that God says that when you're walking on a path, walking on your path, you don't turn to the left, you don't turn to the right, you walk straight down that path. And the reason we do is because that's the path that has been chosen for us. We don't want to get off that path at all. So you want to stay directly on the path. You don't want to turn right. You don't want to turn left. You want to walk straight on the path. So every time we get off, we're taking another part of the road. A way to look at this is the tree of life. The tree of life is very interesting. If you look at the 12 sferot, the 12 spheres, it'll have knowledge and it'll have all kinds of things on there that we want to learn. Those branch off into many different tiers or many different paths. What God says is, and what I've learned from the universe is that you want to walk directly up the center path of knowledge. What that'll do is anything that you need to know will come from those spheres. So anything that you need equivocally to work with people, work with yourself, get in touch with more energy, will come right to you when you walk those paths. So it's very important to understand that we stay on the path of light. All of it is light. Sometimes we might get confused and walk on a different path, meaning that we get off the path we have and we follow another path for a little while. Could be years, could be days, it could be an hour. But the best thing to do is to follow that path that's directly in front of you and walk through it proudly. Walk through it honestly. Walk through it with all the integrity that you can come up with. To stay on the path is not tough. To look at the path is even tougher. There's no need actually to look at the path. All we have to do is follow that path. Everything that you need will be given unto you. It won't be given to me. It won't be given to your wife or your husband. It'll be given to you. That path is so powerful that the light that comes from it is extremely bright, and I'll tell you how I know that. 4 years ago, Dr. Fred invited me to Laguna Beach, and we were going to put on a show, which we did. And what happened was is that we were scurrying trying to find four projectors. And we did find four projectors. Some of the real great people that were there, they were all great, brought in four projectors, and we found stands, and we put them up in the room. What we did was is that there were guest speakers speaking, which were really great, and I got to learn a lot from a lot of different people. When it came my turn, I brought down, of course it's from God, I brought down three pillars of light. The pillars were 4 feet wide, and they were pure white light. I had the group, everybody that was there, there were about 40, 50 people. So what we did is we split up groups going towards these light that were coming down, and they were quite big. They were 4 feet wide, and it was a cylinder type. And so the light was so strong that when people gathered around it, their faces got burnt, and so did their hands. Fred was there. He saw everything. Actually, the prayers that were given, people were absolutely astonished because some of them were actually levitating off the ground. So there's nothing that we can't do with energy if we keep our minds focused. And the best thing to do is to focus with love, harmony, and most of all, love. But I use a tremendous amount of compassion. The universe is loaded with compassion. Heaven is loaded with compassion. And, of course, the mainstay of all, God, is filled with compassion. So these are the things that I use when I'm working in my room. So the only way that I can tell you to keep in touch with the universe and bring all the energy that you need is to stay very focused. The idea of it is that when you're that focused and your intent is just about as perfect as you can get when you're working with somebody, is that you'll be able to see the light pass through your hands, pass through your body, and go right into the other person that you're working with. So the idea of the intent is that when you're working with somebody and your mind is shut off from everything else other than this wonderful person that's lying on the table, all the energy is focused on that person. So when the negativity starts coming out, it comes out instantaneously. What it is not important. What is important is the love and the compassion that's going through the person, clearing the body, clearing the atomic structure, clearing the DNA. Now, the DNA is quite interesting because for some odd reason, I'm allowed to take the DNA out of the body. It dances right in front of me, and I'm allowed to clear it. And Fred knows that. We've talked about it many, many times. But the idea of it is that let everything go. Focus on what is important, and the only thing that's important is heaven. The idea of heavenly Father or heavenly guides or heavenly angels will come into the room. It's just absolutely amazing when that happens. I've had so many times when I've had Moses or I've had Jesus. Mother Mary appeared into my room about 2 weeks ago. So the idea of it is to let go as much as you possibly can. And what you're doing is that your mind is clear with beautiful ideas, beautiful thoughts, beautiful ways of handling the energy that's coming down to you, and that's to let it go. So when you're focused with the universe is always with you. But when you start opening up to more of the universe, the more of the light of the universe will go through the spine, go through the heart, the arteries, the veins. Everything works in coherence with God, with the universe. The amazing part of it is that when you start using that kind of energy, it doesn't go away, because what you're doing is that the more that you use this kind of energy, the more focused you become. So it's really a lot of fun. It's beautiful to do. It's just wonderful. Now, the idea of the necklaces is actually to make you feel a lot better, do things that might be hidden from you, and just let the necklaces work. They're beautiful, and they do have a rhythm. The rhythm, of course, is the frequency. But more than important than the necklaces is listen to the frequency of your own body. The frequency of your body might be a little bit stronger than the frequency of the body that you're working on or the spirit that you're working on. So as you're clearing and you're working with the client, just be honest with the person. Just be honest. If you can do it, fine. If it feels like you can't heal that person, let them know that. But usually what happens is every time that you're focusing on somebody, that you're clearing, and it's making it a lot stronger in terms of you becoming more masterfully, and it really, really does work. The idea of it is that just focus. Focus on what's important for you. And I think it'll really, really be a blessing for you. I know it is for me, and it's a lot of fun to use. So that's what you want to do this evening. If you would like to call in and talk to me about anything you need to talk about, I'm more than happy to help you. You've got the numbers out there. And please give me a call, and I'm more than happy to tell you exactly what to do. I will refocus you. It only takes a second to do. It only takes a second to ground you, and you'll feel a lot more open and responsive. So if you want to give me a call, please do. And I hope Dr. Fred is listening. I hope a lot of my friends are listening. But I just wanted to talk about things that were very important to me, and I hope that are important to you. It's really remarkable the amount of energy that we have that we can actually put out there and really help our neighbors, our friends, our brothers, our sisters. There's nothing that we can't do with the mind. The mind is very, very powerful. It's very, very clean. And the biggest thing I can tell you to do is to learn to meditate. Meditation will guide you in a good direction. Reading a book on the Torah or reading things that will help you along the way, the New Testament, anything that will help you to guide you along. The people that wrote these wonderful books knew more than we do. So I think the important thing is to take a look at it, learn what you want to learn from it, because every time you read those articles or those pages of Scripture will really stay with you. I remember when I was reading about the Ten Commandments and the Mount Sinai was burning, I was actually taken around on Mount Sinai. I was actually shown the fire on top of Mount Sinai. And I think it's just amazing the amount of wonderfulness we can do. Our imaginations and our thoughts and the realities that are different in different universes that we have in our own minds and our own bodies are extremely powerful. So the more that you open up to the universe, the more you open up to the power of, let's say, God, you're opening up to the power of everything within you. So the more that you open up, the more you become. The more you become, the more the universe will fulfill itself in you. The truth is really important, and once you start allowing that energy to flow through you and to become one with you, that's the real amazing part of it. And how do we become one with the universe? Let go. That's the two words I can tell you that are more powerful than anything I've ever done in my life is to let go. Everything we want, everything we do, all the power that we need is by letting go. The power of God, the power of the universe, the power of the angels, the power of everything that's good and kind and wonderful will come to you, no matter what it is. When I started using the projectors, I've got four of them in my room, I never ask for myself, I want $1 million, I want $10 million, I want tons of money. What I do is that I ask for health and well-being for my clients that are in the room. It's good to be, you know, it's good to want things for yourself. But I believe that there are times when people need us more. Now, maybe it's the way that I present myself, because I do a lot of work around God. I do a lot of work around the angels. I do lots of work around the people that come in and out of the room. So it's really wonderful to work with these energies. And what I'm talking about, so you'll have an idea, if I'm working with somebody that's on the table, and I talk about massage work and energy work, is that I see under the table the energy, I see the energy above the table, I see the energy on both sides of the table, I'm watching the energy coming into the room, either through the projectors, either through the flamethrowers. I actually see the my Master Crystal. You got to clean that, by the way, the Master Crystal, once in a while. But actually, the Master Crystal fires tremendous energy into each chakra, or the chakra that needs a lot of help. So these crystals are really serious, and they really do work. But you talk about compassion, these crystals will teach you compassion, or at least I know that the Master Crystal will. But the amazing part of it is that when you start making contact with the universe, things happen. I remember one time that I picked up a stone. This is really amazing. I picked up a stone in Philadelphia. I was near a stream, and I picked up a stone. I did not listen to the stone. I took it home with me, and that stone, for 4 years, told me, please take me home. I want to go back home. I miss home. And eventually what I did, I got in touch with my ego, and I said, we got to do something about this, because my ego is allowing that thing to stay in my house and not really listening to the crystal. Eventually, as I gained more and more of the universe and more godliness in myself, is when I took the crystal down to Philadelphia. And I took it to almost the same spot where it was, and I said, where would you like to go? Now, he was about 25 or 30 feet from the water, but he wanted to get closer to the water. So what I did was is that I put him an inch or two from the water, and I asked him, is this where would you like to stay? And he said yes, or she said yes. And I put the stone there, so there's a couple lessons here. Number one, the stone wanted to be moved. Number two is that I took it, and I shouldn't have taken it without asking. And number three, he was very, very happy because he was moved an inch or two to the water, and he was extremely happy, or she was extremely happy. And it was wonderful, so I felt better afterwards. Now, the amazing part of the story is that I felt much more open, I felt much more grounded, I felt much more seriously involved with more and more energy. So the more that I was doing by listening, the more I was opening up and accepting the energy that was always around me, but I didn't know what to do with it. So you just make a connection with that wonderful energy, and it will help you along the way. You don't need to ask questions. The questions will be given to you, or the answers will be given to you. If you formulate a question in your mind, or even if you don't formulate a question in your mind, the answers will be given to you. It's really amazing how it works. So as you're tuning in more to who you are, I think it's really important to realize the more that you tune into yourself, the more energies you will receive and open up inside your gut. It's really amazing how it works. I don't know the secret that God commands in terms of receiving that energy, but I know it comes straight down. I know that I become more grounded. I know I have more love and more compassion. And that's the secret of really staying connected to the universe. It's really wonderful to do, and it's a lot of fun. So if you want to follow a guru or you want to follow your own heart, that's the best way for me. When I follow my own heart and I receive the answers just by saying, I need to know what to do about such and such a thing, the answers will be given to you. And I think it's really, really important that you allow that to happen. We need to soar. We need to explore. We need to have the feelings that everything is wonderful, that there's a lot of femininity that we really need to get in touch with, fellas, and try to understand that femininity, there's nothing wrong with it. You need to open up the female side of yourself as well as the male side. Why? Because we're both male and female. Doesn't mean you're changing sides. It doesn't mean you're doing anything bad. What it means is that you're exploring. You're exploring the universe of both sides that have the feeling of love and compassion. And, you know, so it's really a lot of fun to get in touch with that kind of energy. So what I would highly suggest is don't be afraid of it. Things that you see, things that you hear in your mind, let it all go. The answers that you seek will come to you if you allow yourself to express nothingness. If you express nothingness, you'll start receiving the answers that you seek. So let's say you're looking for the ability to be more focused. Sometimes what you need to do is just, you know, sit down. Take a candle and light it and put it in front of you and just look at it. And realize that when you're looking at it, you're becoming very focused. Now, the amazing thing is that when I started playing with energy, I would say to myself, I am now becoming more grounded. And you can actually feel yourself actually become more grounded. Anything that you ask for will happen. It's very, very true. And it's a lot of light and a lot of love that you're seeking, and you're given it, but don't fight it. Just allow it to come when it comes. It'll come instantaneously. Sometimes you'll feel the energy actually grounding yourself. You'll be able to feel the groundedness of your body actually just weighing down, and you'll actually feel more grounded to the earth. So that's what you need to do. You need to allow yourself to respect yourself, to believe in yourself, that these things can actually happen. So I think the wonderful thing of it is that we have the power to do anything we want to do, and it has to be good. I mean, I imagine you can get in touch with things that are not so good, but heck, I just love doing good things, and I love being in touch with people. I love people. I try to help them as much as I can. I had a great radio show of my own, and the reason I stopped it was I was getting so many phone calls at home, it just got impossible. I needed a secretary to return the phone calls and tell them that, you know, I'll talk to them as much as I can. But when I was getting 100 phone calls a week, it got a little crazy. So I had a full agenda also with my energy work and also with the massage work. So it was rather difficult to answer people, and I was trying to do the best I could. So I tried to get back to everybody. I wrote everybody's name down, and I did try to do it, but I was doing it by myself, and it became rather lucrative in terms of telephone bills when I was, you know, when I returned phone calls to Australia or Japan or wherever people were talking to me. And I was trying to help them as much as I possibly could in terms of grounding or in terms of opening up their energy, which actually is not hard to do. People look at it as a very difficult thing to do. It's not. It's a wonderful thing to do. You just need to pleasure your mind. You need to pleasure things around you. You need to be honest with yourself. You need to be in touch with everything that's good. And everything that's good will come to you if you believe in yourself. And that's the whole thing of it, of the crux of it, is believing in who you are. It's so important to have the idea that you can do anything you want. The whole idea of the projectors is to get you closer to what you want. We can do it with our minds. We can do it with the projectors. But the main thing is to allow the universe to flow through you. Allow it. You'll see a lot of black coming out of yourself. You'll see a lot of garbage coming out of yourself. Your mind will be clearer. You'll be more open. The aura will grow around you even more. And what happens when you're working with people? If I'm working with, I used to do 38 massages a week, and I just can't do that anymore. I'm 68. And things happen to me that just won't allow that to, you know, to be that much anymore. But the main thing is to be honest with yourself. Allow the energy to flow through you. It's so important. Allow it to become who you are. Just be aware that the energy is very strong. It's very clear. It's very concise. And the wonderful thing about it is that we have the power of allowing that to be. We have the power of ourselves allowing us to be. So what we need to do is to be very, very clear on where we're going. I remember 25 years ago, I was reading a book about Sri Chimnoy. And what I did was is that I learned that you could go through your body and go through your heart and go out the other end of your heart and see the entire universe. Well, I did that, and I was out in the universe for 8 years. I learned an awful lot. The universe itself, if you're looking at the cosmos, if you're looking at space, space is dark. But let me say something to you so you'll realize it. It's very neutral. It gives you a lot of knowledge. There is as much knowledge in the universe, the spatial plane, even if it's dark. There is love in darkness. There is compassion in darkness. But I have no idea why people are so afraid of the dark. The dark can give you as much love as the light. You know, there's two sides of us. We need to allow ourselves to do as much darkness as we do light. And I love the light. I bathe in the light. I'm in the light all the time. But to be sure that you know what you're doing and where you're headed, you should always check out the darkness too, because the darkness is real. The darkness is actually beautiful. There's a lot to be said about darkness as much as there is be said in the light. God made us that way, black and white, and that's the way we should look at things. Because people that are afraid of darkness, I don't know where they pick that up from, but I think it's important that we focus on that to take a look and see what's inside of us. When I went through the Ark of the Covenant, the Ark showed up right in front of me. I was allowed to go in the Ark. I was there for, I think, the first time, better part of a couple weeks. And the reason I was there for a couple weeks is because I couldn't find my way out. I wasn't afraid. I wasn't flabbergasted. I wasn't anything of that nature. I just focused, and I had a good time in there. It's a completely different universe. But the main thing was is that I turned to Hashem again, and I said, how do I get out of here? And he said, just look above. And the ark cover had come off for me to allow me to go in. And when I looked straight up, the cover was off, and I came out of the ark. And God was showing me that you always have a way of getting out and coming in. So I've been into the ark a few times, and it's extremely powerful. There is a loud hum to it. I think that if you're not careful, you could get into a lot of trouble with something like that. If you're not given the opportunity to go into the ark, first of all, if it's not shown to you, you don't even have to worry about it. But if it is, then you can take a trip inside. The hum will be taken care of. But if it's something that is not, I would leave it alone. It's very powerful. And if your head's not right, you can get yourself in a lot of trouble very quickly. But anyhow, that's the experience of the Ark. I don't want to go any further with that because there's some stuff I can't talk about. But it's really amazing, again, the power of the universe, the power that we have within ourselves to help people, to help everybody around us. The idea of the aura, let me explain to you what I know about the aura, at least an idea of how I use the aura. The aura, as you're learning, the aura becomes very profound. It picks up everything that you learned and expands. The expansiveness is really beautiful because everything you learn and things that you can't remember all the time are in the aura. It's within the body and in the aura. What happens with the aura is that it's eternal. The aura doesn't stop 2 feet in front of us and that's where it stops. It's eternal. It goes to heaven. It goes right up through heavenly gates. It goes right up through and into Hashem. He is the one that controls everything about the aura and everything about the universe. But what happens more than that, which I'm starting to find out even more, is that the aura itself, let's say you're walking down a street and there's somebody that needs knowledge or somebody that is not feeling well. When you walk past that person, whatever is in your aura that they might need goes to them without you even knowing it. So the idea of it is that when you open your heart, when you open your mind, and you allow things to come in freely and leave freely, that's what happens. The aura will help the other person. And it really does work. It really gives off a wonderful feeling that you should, you know, just allow the aura to be. I haven't received any phone calls, but that's okay. This is a good show. So what I would highly, highly recommend is that when your mind is very clear and very concise, and if it's not clear and concise, you can make it clear. You can bring the universe even closer to you by allowing yourself to be free of thought. Free of thought. Think of yourself as an open conduit for God. He can come through you and allow you to be you. The way that you do that is to free yourself from yourself. Allow your nature, allow who you are to go through you and just allow it to cleanse you. Allow God to come in and cleanse every part of your body. So the more you open up to the universe, the more you open up to everything around you, the more that you have and the more that you can be. And that's the wonderful part of God. That's the wonderful part of the universe. If you want to become closer to the universe, you can become closer to the universe. Make your thought as clear as you possibly can, and there'll be a wonderful way of being. There's no thought that's more perfect than thought. And we need to get away from... let's say our minds are running away with us. And what we need to do is just sit down, relax, and let the brain chatter go. The way we do that is meditation. The way we can do that is to sit down and allow the brain chatter to clear. Brain chatter is when you're hearing 50,000 things in 1 second and it bothers you, or you can't clear your mind. It's always easy to clear the mind as long as you're putting things in your body. They're allowing you not to be pulled away. In other words, you can't have M&Ms. You got to have, you know, you got to have something that you like to eat without distracting yourself with M&Ms. That's my favorite candy, by the way. But allow yourself to be clear of that and use whatever you want to eat properly, to give yourself the proper nourishment that will allow you to be. And that's the most important thing. We don't allow ourselves to be. And everything contacts the universe. Once you start making that contact, you don't have to worry about eating M&Ms or whatever the case may be, unless you're a diabetic. But you need to allow yourself to be free to do what you want to do. I remember my ex-wife was telling me a story about Maharishi, and she was a TMer for years. And she was telling me that he loved Snickers. And she was in the house with Maharishi, and he actually floated downstairs to the refrigerator or the freezer, took a Snickers out, and went back upstairs. So, I mean, you know, these things really happen. And I just find it amazing when she told me that story. So we need to allow ourselves just to be and allow that to happen and allow us to learn more about who we are. The idea of us is to be yourself. It doesn't matter in what state you're in, just be. Allow yourself to feel the wonderfulness, the holiness of God. Let yourself, you know, just expand. Explore the universe. Explore the things around yourself. And that's the way we do it. That's really the wonderful part of it. And the nuclear receptor, the projector, those are wonderful things. And I've learned a lot about the projectors, and I've learned a lot about the nuclear receptors, and I've learned a lot about all of Fred's stuff. But the most amazing thing we have is ourselves. If we open up to allow the wonderfulness of heaven, the wonderfulness of nature, to just to fulfill ours, I think that's really wonderful. It's really great that we have the knowledge to be able to do that. So with people that can tell you that this is real, that it really, really happens, is absolutely wonderful. And you can do anything you want to do. Just keep your mind open. Keep your values high. Keep your energy high. Keep your vibration high. Allow everything to flow through you with wonderfulness. And, you know, just allow things to happen. Because the more that we allow that to happen, the more beautifulness will come to us. You don't have to worry about negativity. Only in your mind there could be negativity. And we need to clear that. And the way we need to do that is through meditation. Or take a look at a flower. Take a look at a tulip. Take a look at a rose. You guys in California and out that way, you can do that. Here it's 20 below zero sometimes. So the only flower I see is maybe through a department store or something. But just allow it to be. Just look at it. Just take a look at nature, how beautiful it is and how wonderful it is. We need to be in touch with the feminine side. We need to be in touch with our male side. So what I'm suggesting is take a look at the female side of ourselves. We need to open that up and allow ourselves to be. It's very important for women to open up the male side of themselves. We need to explore that. We need to explore the female side of ourselves. Again, I'm saying it's not anything that's bad. It's just you are your mom, you are your dad. And we need to explore that. The more we open up to the opposite side of ourselves, the more we can feel the love, the compassion of ourselves, because that's who we are. allow yourself to feel everything that you can feel, and allow it to come through, express your own expression. So whatever it is that comes out, allow it to be, because that's you. Allow yourself to get rid of any negativity that you want to get rid of. So in other words, if you're working on yourself and you feel some negativity coming out, that's beautiful. Allow it to come out. You're getting in touch. You're processing. It's absolutely wonderful, and you can do that. And I think it's really, really wonderful that you can get in touch and allow that to go, and don't be afraid of it. There's nothing to be afraid of. How can you be afraid of what's in you? Allow it to experience its own. Allow you to experience everything that you can experience with yourself. And just think about what Moses said or Jesus said. He said, or both of them said, and I remember this very clearly, is that we need to process things. We need to allow ourselves to be. We need to allow ourselves to sit down and contemplate as long, this is where it comes in, as long as it's life-affirming. You have to realize there are things that are powerful that wouldn't be life-affirming, but that's never happened to me. So the thing that I'm saying to you is that look at everything that is life-affirming and nothing that is not affirming in that direction. So the beautifulness of who you are is always there. It's always around you. And that's the beautiful part of everything that we can do. So it's really good. I've got a lot of information about Dr. Fred's stuff. And I really love it. I mean, I've been using his stuff for years. I've got 2 flamethrowers. I've got a master crystal. I have 4 projectors. I have the pyramids in my room that you can wear. And it's really a lot of fun when you start using these things. And the way we learn is to let go. The wisdom that we're looking for is through letting go. The wisdom that we are looking for is by letting go. It's very, very important to realize that the most you can learn, the importance of learning is through letting go. I went to a friend's church over last weekend. Good friend of mine, really, really great guy. And he sat next to me in the church, I sat next to him in church. And as he was praying in his church, his face got burnt, and his hands got burnt. So he was asking me, and he said, you know, it's really funny, but I was really getting hot. I mean, I was really, my face was getting burnt. And I said, well, I usually surround myself in tremendous energy, or God is giving me this energy that surrounds me. And he just happened to be sitting next to me, because he actually invited me, and it was really a lot of fun being in somebody else's church and accepting all the love that I could muster up and receive from them. So it was a wonderful experience for me. I love doing things that are freeing, and especially when people are praying. I find it astounding, no matter who you are or what you are, whatever the case may be, it's just wonderful to be with a friend and accepting love and accepting everything from everybody else there. And it was an amazing group of people, and it was really a lot of fun. It was really a lot of fun. I think I was there maybe about 3 or 4 weeks before that, and Mother Mary appeared in the room, and nobody could feel it in the place. But what happened was, she was about a foot off the ground, and she was in a blue, I don't know if you would call that a dress, but it was a blue dress with a beige, like a white beige robe. I'm not sure exactly. Please forgive me if I'm not making this clear. But above her was a star, and above her was another angel. So after they had their service, I took the minister over to where she was, and her hair stood right on edge. I mean, it just, she felt the energy, and it was just fabulous, and we had a lot of fun, and so it was a lot of fun, just being with people and allowing the energy to flow and be able to see the wonderfulness that's there. It's just, I'm just finding life so miraculous and so wonderful. So these things do happen, but you need to be more open to the universe. You need to allow yourself just to be. Whether you study, whether you don't study, just allow yourself to be. Allow yourself to understand that we have the power to do whatever it is we need to do, and don't be afraid of it. You know, just accept the love that you have. And just use it as best you can. It's really, really wonderful. So that's what I would do anyhow. And it's a lot of fun working with these energies. And there's nothing wrong with them. And, you know, the more love that you put out there, the more love that you receive. So allow yourself to put out as much love as you can. And don't be afraid. Please don't be afraid. Some people call me and tell me that they're afraid of the energies. There's nothing to be afraid of. What's happening is that you're opening up to more love. It's a lot more powerful, and it's a lot more, you know, you'll start understanding more. So it becomes very, very relevant in terms of when you start opening up to more love, that's what you receive. So your aura just grows and grows and grows. Your heart grows at the same time. And so there's some amazing things that can happen. I know that last week I opened up to a different energy, as I usually do. Everything, it just changes so rapidly with me. There was a way of working with the spine that allowed me to open up. It almost looked like 12 auras that would actually open up from doing this work with the spine. And it's really amazing when you look at the chakras in the body and then see these smaller chakras coming from the spine. It's just really, really amazing to use that kind of energy. And it's really a lot of fun. So don't be afraid of using things. Don't be afraid. If you see something, accept it. Even if it's something you don't understand, just accept it and let it go. When I see things that are very holy, I accept it and I let it go, because what you don't want to hold on to anything that's shown to you. And the reason is because if it's shown to you, it's shown to you for a reason. It's not something that you own. What you're doing is accepting the love of that, of whatever you're receiving, and just let it go, because it's in your aura, it's in your heart, it's in your molecular structure. It's in everything of your body. So it's really important to let it go and wait to receive something else. So the more you allow your body to be free and the more you accept what you can accept, that's really a lot of fun. Don't be intimidated by it, because there's nothing to be intimidated by. It's just pure love. It's pure love. And just use all the compassion that you can muster up. If you're using a tremendous amount of love, then that's what you use. But that would be the best thing to do. If I'm working with somebody, I never think of something for me. I always think of something for them. The more that you give, the more that you receive. And it's either for them or it's for you. And there's no confusion. You know who it's for, and it just goes to that person. So you need to allow yourself to accept what comes to you what comes to you not necessarily means it's for you. It's sometimes for somebody else. Whatever is coming to you is coming to you, and you'll know it. You'll be told, or you won't be told, but you'll know by a sixth sense, let's say, or a fifth sense, that that is actually for you, or it's actually for another person. And you allow it to go where it needs to go. You can't own something that you don't own, but what you can do is accept it and let it go. That's the idea of compassion. That's the idea of love. There's nothing more important. Love fulfills the whole universe. It's just a wonderful way of being. Love is there always. It's constant. It's a constant flow of energy. It's a constant part of the cosmic. It's a conscious part of the universe. And everything has got consciousness. It's just absolutely wonderful when you let go and a stone will talk to you, or you see the eyes of trees, or you see the eyes of grass, or you see the eyes, or you see Moses or Jesus or Mother Mary or Abraham or Isaac. It's just absolutely wonderful when you pay attention to these things and you let go and you say to yourself, I don't own it. It's all God. It's something that I'm seeing that I'm allowing to see. And that's all that there is. There is no more. So the idea of having that kind of energy, the idea of loving everything, that's what it's all about, and that's what you need to do. So I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart to allow me to be here tonight and to speak to you about how to be in touch with the universe and how to allow that to stay with you. The more love that you put through yourself, the more love that you give to other people, the more you receive. Don't think that's taken away from you and that you don't receive anything or you're giving something away. You're not giving anything away. What you're doing is opening up and allowing yourself to accept more energy than anything you've ever known before in your life. As long as you have the idea that it's free, it's love, it's compassion, the more that you're given, the more that you can give away. And that's what life is all about. What we need to do is to help other people that are here that need the love, that need the compassion. And once you start giving that love, people do not forget it. My clients don't forget when I'm massaging them. I still have my clients from 18 years ago. And I think it's wonderful. It's really good. And it's a lot of fun to work with these people. And it's a lot of fun to watch everybody grow. That's the amazing part of it. So, geez, that's a lot of talking for an hour. I can't believe it's almost an hour already. But I just hope that I could help you a little bit tonight. And I hope that you understood what I was talking about, being in the universe, being part of it, and allowing it to be. Because we can't understand God, but we can let things go to allow him to enter us even more. And that's what we can do. That's the power of love. That's the power of compassion. So it's been a wonderful evening. I've got one more minute. I'm sorry nobody called, but that's okay. As long as you guys got the idea of it. If you want, think about learning meditation. Think about using the nuclear receptor. Think about using maybe a projector soon. Think about things that will help you to move you forward. But there's nothing, remember this, there's nothing more important than yourself. There's nothing more that you can do by getting in touch with everything that's great inside of yourself. Just think of the wonderfulness that you have and everything that could be touched. I think it's really, really wonderful. Well, I wanted to thank you very much, and take care of yourselves, and Fred and I will see you next week. So on that note, I think we're going to say goodnight. Bye-bye.